looks like Juan and
Yeah. I think Jay is just
yeah.
watching for LSBD reasons. There's RDS. I think I remember that one.
We need five for a quorum, right?
Correct.
We just got it with Peggy, right?
Yep. And then K gauge is being moved over. And we are recording just so everybody is aware.
All right. Should we call the meeting and do roll?
Yes. Chair Brendan O'Brien.
Here.
Christina Dancy.
Here.
Peggy Holly.
Present.
Hey Gage.
Yeah, we present. We got it. We're good on time.
Cynthia Martin. Don't see her. Bobette Patton.
I am here.
Byron Price.
Here.
Dr. Monica Stewart.
I'm here.
All right.
Awesome. Does anybody
We do
want
have a quorum.
perfect. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the agenda that we received from Becky?
Make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
right, agenda approved. On to the minutes. Everybody get a chance to look through those. There was
Yes.
two sets of them in there.
Yes.
One small clarification. There was a misspelling. My name was spelled wrong, I think, on page three or four. It was Brendon instead of An, but that's all I noticed. Everything else looked great.
We will make that change. I'm trying to find it so I can mark it here.
Anybody else have any comments or thoughts,
Mm-mm.
issues? Anybody want to make a mo motion to approve
I'm
those?
moved that we accept the minutes as presented with the noted correction.
Second.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Moving on to the public comments, Becky, do we have any this evening?
No public comments.
All right. Then you stated the mayor was out of town. Did he give you any comments to deliver?
No comments to deliver right now.
All right. Old business. What do we have any old business we need to get to?
No old business for this meeting.
Okay. We are moving. Moving on to
Moving on.
item number seven, the facade improvement applications. Hopefully everybody got a chance to see those there at the kind of the back of the packet. But I would imagine, Becky, you're gonna kind of fill us in here, right, on each one of these.
Correct. Yes.
All
So I'm going to pull up the
right.
PowerPoint presentation that Juan put together for us. And I'm going to try to present it here. So give me a second. Right. Can everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So this is for fiscal year 26. Sorry that it says 27. We're not on 27 just yet. So please note this is for the current fiscal year of 26. Maybe, come on. Okay. So just as a reminder, a brief overview. I know that we've got a few new members on our board. This is a matching grant where applicants are eligible for up to $15,000. No more than 50% of their project cost. You have to be zoned commercial or industrial, and the department will make a recommendation for the board to consider, and then the recommendation of the board does go to the city council. We use this program to strengthen and expand the commercial base, improve the exterior aesthetic along commercial corridors, and try to, just overall help with some of the revitalization around the city and the businesses. Just again, a brief overview of what is eligible and what is not eligible for improvements. And this is in your packet, so. So the first application that we have is for 7200 Balson Avenue, which is Classic Coin Laundry. Their total project cost is $45,289. And because of that, they are eligible for the full $15,000. So you can see on the left side current condition of their parking lot, and there's really no signage for their business. So they are proposing to add signage to the exterior of their facility and make repairs to this parking lot. We did evaluate their application, and they had a complete application and provided all the requested documents, including three bids, pictures, design plans, etc. And that one page checklist is also in your packet.
That's great.
And
I think it's worth noting too. That's one of the few we've probably gotten in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years that's not Oliver Del Mar. It's kind of unique.
yes. Oh, and I've talked with this business owner as part of the BRE, and she's got it's I can say that it's her father that owns the business, and so she's helping out, and they've got a lot of really great plans for this facility to really kind of it's a laundromat, but also kind of be a community laundromat is really where she's going with that. So it's exciting.
And you're recommending we approve this one, right? They have a full
Correct.
application.
Correct.
Okay. Do you want to take these votes one at a time, or do you want to do them as a slate? How do you want to, how would you guys prefer?
I think one at a time would be the preference on this one.
Okay.
And we can either make the motion after the presentation, or we can make the motion during the presentation. It's up to the board's discretion.
Well, does anybody want to make a motion now, or would you prefer to wait?
We should wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait for, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Wait.
I'm going to let the record reflect that Cynthia Martin has joined.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was on my phone, so I'm appearing here late. But we are waiting to vote on all of them as a slate or vote on each one at the end. It seems like each one should be evaluated on its own merit rather than taking or leaving everything, is my thought. Even though it's coming with a recommendation and we're unlikely to dissuade any of those recommendations, but it feels like we should give each its due. But if someone feels like there's a reason why the slate makes more sense, I'm happy to be edited.
I agree that we should, K Gage, I agree that we should vote on each one individually.
Okay.
And I guess I understood that we were going to vote on each of them individually after the presentation was complete,
That's what I thought.
rather
Thank
than
you for that
after each
clarification.
individual
Thank you for
item.
the clarification. My
I
apologies.
could be confused, but that was my
No,
understanding.
that was my
And
understanding
I'm
too.
good with that,
Okay.
Peggy. That makes perfect
Right.
sense as long as it's not all or nothing for all of them.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's
And we're
continue
going to
on
get through it. Yep.
the presentation. Becky, can you remind everybody we have there's a pretty healthy amount, right, for the facade improvement budget.
Yes, and I do have at the end of the presentation, I do have some thoughts on how this cycle went that I was going to share with the board. So,
Okay. Well, let's let you keep going then.
okay. So the next applicant is 6307 Delmar LLC, and I'm just gonna go to the next slide real quick. Is 6309A Delmar LLC. This is one building and one property owner under two addresses and two LLCs. So just so that you are aware, these are applications number two and three. From what we could understand on the application is that they were looking at potential awning installation, painting, and maybe some re-siding, professional cleaning, restoration of exterior materials. One of them is a total project cost estimate of 21,000, and they are requesting 15. So please note that should the board recommend approval, they are not eligible for the full 15,000 on this one. The application was not a complete application. They didn't submit any bids. They didn't submit any designs or plans. They didn't any of the documentation that we ask for in the application was not provided. And we I will make a note that the proposed improvements differed based on which section of the application you were looking at. So this is what we think the improvements were going to be, but we aren't for sure.
So can we go ahead and move, not spend any time with this, and you all send it back, and then if they want to move forward, they can come back.
I agree completely with that. If they didn't provide us the documentation we ask, and they're asking for more than they're able eligible for, and we've talked to these people before about some of this stuff, it feels like they're asking for a blank check.
Yes, I will note that this property and applicant has been funded for the previous two previous funding cycles. And still the as you look at the building, the where you know the Three Kings there is, it's still an empty building, or it's an empty spot there. So it's that nothing has been completed or there's no tenant in there yet.
These are the total three then. So
These
say
are the three total
okay.
applications, correct?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want give us some more thoughts first before we vote, or do you guys just want to discuss these and kind of seems like two are probably going to be dropped, right?
So that's again, that's up to the board. Our recommendation is to not recommend approval for the 6309 and 6307 Delmar for the incomplete application. I will say, we do allocate $150,000 every fiscal year for this project to be. I was hoping we would have more than three applications, and it was disappointing for me on that. But to be frank, I didn't have time to go door to door on these business applic to the businesses and really do the proper recruiting that needed to have been done for this project or this program. I think also because we moved to an online application system that threw some people. So, I'm kind of looking at this as a beta test on working through the solutions, and then our intention is to, upon approval of the budget, bring this back to the board in July and actually open applications in July instead of waiting until January and, waiting a whole nother year to get this through. So I just wanted to put that out there for the board.
I think that's great. I mean, I think the facades too are weather dependent. You know, a lot of the work has to be done outside. So, just because we're here in St. Louis, so a lot of this stuff can't happen certain times of the year. So, I think that makes total sense. Kind of open it up, maybe two cycles or an ongoing kind of rolling application might be a thought too. I don't know.
And I agree because of we got the money. And so somebody else can apply for it, especially because some people feel uncomfortable with online. So we have to gradually move that in, move them into that. But yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
And now that we're fully staffed up on the economic development side, we've got the manpower to go out and go do the door-to-door recruiting and let people know about this project or this program and help them with the application system and everything too. So.
May I ask a clarifying question? You did say that this business owner at 6307 through 9 has applied for 2 consecutive years
Correct.
and
This
been
is
funded and been funded.
correct. And this would be the third, this is the third application for them.
I think a small caveat there too. They asked for basically, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars from what I remember at one point. And
Through an economic development grant.
they wanted a partner really after the fire to put the building back together. And we, I think, decided as a group at the time that that's what insurance, was primarily for. And that's, they should look to first. But I mean, at the same time, we do need to get this facade money out there to good projects. So I don't want the perception to be, we're cutting anybody off, like cutting people off preeminently or anything, but there's a good reason behind this.
I definitely don't get that because, as Becky has just indicated, there hasn't been an opportunity to solicit applicants. So I get that, but I think we can go ahead and vote on this right here because you've given some very good background information. And I know Byron suggested that they go and get the information, but it would seem to me that if they've applied 3 times, they know what information to submit. So I would be comfortable with be moving forward with motions being
Okay. Did
made.
somebody want to make a motion then?
I'd like to move to deny.
Can you be a little more specific there by deny?
Byron, before we go there, can I just ask one quick question? Has the fire damage been remediated already?
I believe so. Last I talked to the property owner over the summer, he was planning to essentially white box that area and was trying to get a restaurant type facility in there. But I haven't been in that location. I've been in the apartments upstairs, and those have been fixed, but I have not been in the commercial space.
Okay. I would, because I'm sure we'll see this again and hopefully with the information we need. Since I agree with Kate, they know what to submit. So I'm actually surprised they didn't submit it. But I'm just wondering if they're trying to get a piece every year from us that they originally asked for, getting it this way. And that's something for us to think about too. Will we end up giving them what they asked for to begin with, and we're just giving them, a piece of it every year. So, go ahead, Byron. Thank you.
I move they be denied and they provide the proper information requested.
That's the 6307 and 6309 applicant, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Would somebody like to make a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of Byron's motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. And then we need a motion for the coin laundry.
So I move that we accept the application for the facade improvement program for the Classic Coin Laundry at 7200 Balsam Avenue as presented.
I second Dr. Stewart.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Well, that clears that up.
Brendan, could I ask, this is Cynthia, could I ask a related but tangential question?
Sure.
And it may be that I'm thinking outside of the swim lane for this committee, But Becky, I personally, if you need feet and hands to go talk to business owners about being potentially available to participate in this program, I would definitely go walk a neighborhood and talk to some people. And I get that that's it's a city responsibility, but as part of this committee, I would be happy to go out and at least promote the program's availability if you need hands and feet. And you can tell me where I'm out of my swim lane and my thinking, and I'd be happy to hear it.
No, I don't think you're out of your swim lane. I think that if you've got time and you've got the willingness to go do it, we can provide you with flyers and information and business cards so that they know who to reach out to for more questions. So.
So I would ask my fellow committee members that, I mean, that's just where my head goes. We've got, some great, we've got three great applications, but there are lots of places that could benefit. And if we can help build a pool of applicants for another round, or as you mentioned, Brendan, maybe a continuous cycle, I would love to see if we can help bolster the applications.
Are you guys
And
be
with
awesome in some kind of video with like Matt's Auto? I remember was one the city used all the time on Olive. They repainted it, looked nice. But if we could interview like the daughter of the
Exactly.
owner of the coin laundry, and she could say, "Look, it wasn't that hard. I did it. Check it out. I'm proud of this." Like that will go a long way. Then we could get that out many different channels.
Well, and it might be good to focus in the areas where the economic development plan specifically says we need to be helping businesses. Because we have one put together in, I think it was 2021.
Yes.
And so between that and the comprehensive plan, that should point us at some areas to focus on.
Great.
Sorry, I took us on a tangent, but I just was sitting here
That's
thinking about it.
well, I would consider this part of board member comments.
So I have a quick question. So after we've approved someone, are there any checks and balances? Did they do what they said they were going to do with the money?
Oh yeah.
Yes. So this,
Okay.
so after you've made your recommendation, we'll take this to council. After council, we'll send out notification letters, we'll sign agreements, and then we'll give them a notice to proceed. And this is a reimbursement grant. So when they, like, I've got my sheet for 25 here on who still is outstanding and on their project. So when they have to submit their invoices and proof of payment, and then we also send inspectors out to go take pictures and make sure the improvements were done.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Bobette, that's a neat question to ask, because as we're doing those circle backs, Becky, it would be great to
Yes.
get pictures or quotes from the owners or something that we could use to promote the program to other. As we're wrapping up people who've been funded recently, it'd be great to get some of those
Yeah.
grateful recipients that might help us promote to others.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All great ideas. I think, in big picture, we want more applicants. We want more
Yes.
facade applicants, but we want more businesses in U City to strive to do more. And, we want to help them grow and put this money to use. So how do we expand our reach that way too? We've tried radio advertising, we've tried all kinds of different things to let people know about this, but we need to do some more.
I have a question. So that, I mean, given what's going on with the 6307 and 6309, is there like you cannot apply for 24 months? Are those type of stipulations considered?
My understanding, and somebody with a little more history on the board can maybe provide some additional background, is that this question was brought to the board last year, or maybe the year before, and it was because the rules didn't say any of that. And the board at the time said that they can apply, but they would be the last on the priority list. If the board would like to change that, we can do that.
Yeah, I think that we wanted to keep it open-ended, but ultimately there's good discussion around it, right? I mean, this same building owner at the old Three King space has come 3 years in a row. And I think the first year we were very sympathetic. Like, they just had a fire. What can we do to help? Let's do something. But, you know, as things stalled, it's hard to, you know, keep throwing resources and money at that if there's no follow through on the owner's end.
Brendan, the only other piece of information we might share with people who weren't here when that was happening is the current owner is not the owner that experienced the fire. The building has been sold.
Right.
So they came in and they bought it with the intent of renovating, and their in their requests for investment have been as new owners, not the owners that are actually recovering from the fire.
That's a great point. Yeah, no, that's absolutely a great point. All right. Well, does anybody else have any other comments, thoughts before we set the next meeting and call it a night? No. All right. We got a meeting coming up April 2nd, right, Becky?
Correct. I do want to point out real quick that that is the Thursday before Easter. And so
Holy
I'm not, yes, I'm not sure if anybody has travel plans and or and so we should
yeah.
look at moving that or if
It's
everybody
also
plans
the
to
second
be.
night of Passover.
That might be tough.
A double whammy. I think we should avoid that if we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
The
would
following Thursday, the ninth.
that I was gonna ask would I was pulling my calendar real quick.
We have school board work session on that day. Wait a minute,
Okay.
not the, let me check.
No,
Let me check.
not the
No,
ninth.
it's the following week. I'm
Right.
sorry.
Yeah,
I
we good
misspoke.
at the yeah. Okay, I'm lost. Did we vote on the laundromat?
Yes,
Okay,
we did.
thank you. I said yes, we did. I'm losing track because we have this conversation. I said, wait a minute now. Oh.
Gonna try to pull the city calendar real quick and make sure we won't have any other conflicting events for April 9th.
I'm only one person, but I will not be in town on the ninth.
On the ninth.
I will not be here.
Okay.
Does that need do we need a quorum for that meeting, Becky?
I'm yes, because we'll be bringing the budget. The budget for review and recommendation there too.
Okay.
So, should we tentatively say April 9th? And then as we get closer, if something happens and we find out we're not going to have a quorum, we can adjust as needed.
Sounds
Okay.
good.
Thank you.
I will update the calendar invites tomorrow.
Awesome.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much.
No
Thank you.
problem.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn the meeting at
A second.
7:01.
Any second there? First?
A second. Christina.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you all for your
Thank
time.
you guys.
Have
Thanks,
a
Keith.
good
Thank
evening.
you.
Have a good
Bye,
evening.
everybody.
Bye-bye.